Looking to make some healthier habits this holiday season? Make sure to check out our Moving Through Midlife community over on Facebook, as we are doing a Planksgiving event where we are doing daily plank workouts. We will be doing an advent for healthy, happy hips this holiday season, and then also have a sugar challenge, a 2-week sugar challenge that you might be interested in. Happy holidays!
Welcome to Raising Healthy Humans, a podcast created for busy moms, where you can easily find information on health and wellness for your family. Enjoy experts who share tips on how to raise children through each phase of life. Gather current information on nutrition and wellness, and listen to Courtney, a health coach, movement specialist, and founder of FormFit, an active and supportive community where she helps busy moms move more. On Raising Healthy Humans podcast, Courtney shares her personal life experiences, training, knowledge, and conversations with other health and wellness experts so you can raise healthy humans.
Wishing you all the happiest of New Year's. I first started this episode and was really thinking about my personal life and what is going on in my life. And I ended up creating this whole episode about how you need to quiet the noise and simplify your life. And then I was teaching my early morning workout, and I was talking to my ladies that attended and asking them what, you know, did they set any goals or intentions or anything for the year? And the response I got back was very different than not only what I felt, but what I had been seeing in my social media. And I realized that we're all on a different path in a different point in our life. So for me to recommend something to you for this year was not doing you justice. So instead, today I've decided to scrap what I already did and I'm re-recording. So this is coming out real quick for you. I wanted to give you some options. I want you to take a moment today and sit down with your thoughts and decide what you want to do. And many of you probably have already created something, but go back to those things and determine if this is right for you right now. And feel free to listen to different things that you could do. I'm going to give you a few different things and just do whichever one that resonates with you. So the first one, obviously, is the resolution. This is one that many people have practiced year after year. And unfortunately, this is one that tends to not stick. I think there is the day, I think it's like January 20th is the day where it's like the opposite of resolutions. Scrap your resolutions, because by that point, most people have not followed through with their resolution. So, you know, it's usually a joke for that. But if you look as a resolution as not so much a daily task, something that you're going to do every single day, I think it's something that you might be more able to stick with. So there's the resolution. The next one that I tend to resonate more with, and it came about, I would say 5 or 6 years ago, I started seeing it places. It may have been a little bit longer, but that's the one word. And that's one word to help identify your year. And for me, this is one that I had mentioned that I kind of brought my episode to. And for me, I noticed that with everything that's going on in my life and everything that I've been seeing on social media, the key word that I kept seeing and hearing over and over again was simplify. I think there is a lot of noise out there in the world right now, and I think it is important for us to quiet or dampen the noise a little bit so that we can start to look within ourselves instead of being so busy listening to others or learning from others or even, everything is so quick and easy on Google. If you want something, you can find it out. But really, is it necessary? Are these things necessary for you to learn? Are they necessary for you to know? Yes, it could be nice, but sometimes these things are such mundane answers that it really isn't necessary for you to know it. So, trying to dampen that type of noise in your life to where you're more present with what you are looking for. So for me, that was to simplify everything. I have been going bigger and listening to all the people and taking in everything I'm hearing from different people and trying to create this and create that and do this and do that. And it for me, it became very noisy, offering a lot of different products, doing a lot of different things, and even like with my children, they're in a lot of different activities as well. So, how can we work on simplifying things? And this is for me, this is my one word. How can I work on simplifying things in my life to be more present, to make sure that what I'm doing is offering something more to other people? By simplifying, right? Rather than trying to do everything and not getting anything done, but simplifying that. So that would be the next thing is think about something that resonates with you, one word that resonates with you, and how can you use that word to set forth the intention for the year? And then the other one, and this was from one of my friends and clients who attended this morning, that again, it was one that I was like, you know what? That is a great way to look at it. She set intentions with her family. So she mentioned that she picked a few different things that their family is going to make sure that they're doing. And that is what, their resolution. And I thought, that is such a nice way to do it. Not only creating something for yourself, but creating something for you as a family to do. And I would ask that you maybe do that. Think about what can you do as a family? What intentions can you all set as a family moving into this year? And maybe you're not one who likes to do resolutions, but maybe this sits better with you because, if we're looking at trying to raise healthy humans and we want to work on creating that more family dynamic with everything, then why not work with creating intent an in, I can't say that word, an intention for all of you. So that is where I'm going to leave you today. There are a few different things. Oh, and there's one more. I do apologize. So we've got resolutions, we've got our one word, setting intentions as a family, or you could even do as couples and yourself. And then the fourth one, which sometimes resonates with me and kind of I felt it the other day, is do nothing. Do absolutely nothing. Don't set anything right now because to be honest, we are still, if you look at things from a seasonal cyclical point, we are still in winter. And winter is a rest and reflect time. So if you decide that right now you don't want to get caught up in all of the goal setting and all of this setting intentions and all of that, you don't have to. We are all on this journey at different states and times in our lives. And you really need to take a moment to look within and find what resonates for you right now. And that might be just to sit and be and continue to reflect until spring when things start to emerge. So I've given you four choices. I would love for you, part of what I'm doing with simplifying things is making it easier for you to find me. So I now have, if you go to raisinghealthyhumans.com, it will bring you to a page where you'll be able to find more information about us and our programs. You also are welcome to join us in our Facebook community. Each month, we are focusing on something different there. I will give you a weekly focus of something that you can do as a family or as an individual to kind of help you live a healthier life. That community is Moms Raising Healthy Humans. You'll be able to find that. And that will help you, you know, like I mentioned, to find something to focus on. My goal is try something for a week, see how it feels. If you like it, keep it going. If you don't like it, let it go, try something new. The goal is to help you find small tasks that can become habits that you practice over time. And the longer you stay consistent with it, the more it becomes part of your everyday and who you are, rather than something that you have to do. So that is what my goal is for you, and you can find that information at Moms Raising Healthy Humans over on Facebook, or go to the raisinghealthyhumans.com, and that will give you more information. And with that, I will leave you today. I do hope that whatever you have decided for yourself with your intention setting or not intention setting, it serves you in this period of time. And if you ever have any questions, always feel free to reach out to me. I am here to help you on your health and wellness journey. Happy New Year's.